to your Knowledge for Life journey. I am Quentin McCall. Today's topic is stress. I wanted to touch on this issue of stress because I know that most of us, should be all of us, have had stress at some point. And I think that a lot of us don't deal with stress in a very effective and productive way. I know for me, I know I don't, because I usually get very irritable and I don't like to be bothered. I tend to disconnect when I get stressed, kind of push everybody back, because I know that I'm not the best person to be around when I'm in that frustrated mindset of stress and trying to get things worked out. What I like to do is understand that in life we need to have things that gives us release, things to kind of get us a step away from the stress, things that takes our mind away from things. I don't necessarily look at this as really leisure because I'm very passionate. I can't stay away from the things I love to do very long. I love waking up every morning, getting started on the things I love to do, very passionate about my life, very passionate about the things God is doing in my life, and very excited to wake up every morning and get going, to get closer and closer to my expected end in the Lord. So it's kind of hard for me to pull away, but I've learned over the years as I've gotten older the importance of stepping away. One of the most effective things that we can do to eliminate stress is to understand that we're not going to always do everything that we have written down and everything that's on our schedule. I know that I had to learn that many years ago. I want to give you a few tips to help deal with your stress in a very effective way. Now, this is going to vary from everyone, you know, because for some of you, you know, you like to get away to the mountains. For some of you, it's the beach, and I've never been to the beach, by the way. For some of you, it's going to be, you know, weekend getaway with your friends, husband, kids, etc. Everybody has their own thing. For me, I just pretty much like fast cars, you know, motorcycles, things of that nature, writing, reading. That's pretty much all I need. I'm pretty focused in on what I value and what I like in life, and I just really just focus in and do that. Anything else, I don't really care about. But if, you know, I'm a big proponent of you just do what you love to do. Do the hobbies that you enjoy and do the things that you're comfortable with. Tip number one, I think it's a great idea to stay ahead. Now, I'm a big proponent of really staying ahead. Now, when I say ahead, I don't mean, you're 6 months and 3 months ahead. But I mean, you being a minimum of 2 weeks ahead in your schedule of planned activities and things you have to do professionally, you know, you have on your plate that you may need to do around the house or anything that you have planned. Have a focus is to increase your productivity. It's important that you understand being ahead because if something goes wrong, guess what? You have time to recover. Go ahead and do the hard things first. And this is something, a little tip I picked up in high school, even though high school was pretty much a breeze for me. But I did saw the value in doing certain work, homework, or studying for certain classes that I knew were a little harder first, because it kind of relieved me as I went forward and started working on studying the easier things. So I think that works in any area of life. Work on the hard things first. But there are some situations you may need to work on the easy things first. Just play that by ear. The next step would be neglect yourself and sleep. Now, there's a lot of opinions on this. Some people are like, oh, I don't sleep. I sleep when I'm dead. And I probably have said that a time or two myself. I do believe there is a time in your life you do have to sacrifice sleep, especially when you're building a business and you're trying to build a personal brand. And you're trying to build something real big that has a long-term benefit for your life. And you're trying to lay the groundwork, have that temporary sacrifice of a lack of sleep. But you still have to play that by ear. You have to play that by your body, your nutrition, your health, and where you are at in your health. Now, me, I probably, you know, I can't remember. I've been spending many nights just up reading, studying. It's kind of like a habit. I guess my body is pretty much trained to it. But I know everyone can't do it. And of course, I can't do it. I'm 36. And of course, I can't hang up late at night as easy as I could when I was 26 or even 16 or 20 or in my younger days, because hey, I'm 36 years old. I'll be 40 years old in 4 years. So I can't hang the way I used to, but I still can stay up though. But it's not as easy. I have to really, really be tuned in. But I find that when I used to do a lot of work late at night, now I'm finding that I'm more productive from the hours of say 5 a.m. to say 7 or 8. Then I'm not as productive as it relates to my speed and efficiency. Now the next thing to help deal with your stress, other than make sure you get enough sleep, is to kind of reward yourself. When you complete a task, you have a great day at work, great week, a big project or something you're working on, reward yourself. Now what I used to do, and I still do it from time to time, if I'm around the house working and I'm working on a big project or something, I'll probably, you know, work 2, 3, 4 hours straight, and then I may reward myself. I'm gonna take an hour break and I'm gonna go take a ride, or I'm going to play some PlayStation 3 or something, whatever, something to take my mind away from what I was doing. Maybe have a nice phone conversation with someone special. So it just depends on your situation. But have planned hobbies and recreations. Learn how to get away. Take some time and put yourself in different environments. One of my favorite places to go is Savannah, Georgia. And the reason being is because, I mean, the first time that I went to Savannah, the female that I was dating at the time, her birthday was coming up, and it's something I wanted to surprise her with, and I took her. It was great. It was a great trip, and I greatly enjoyed it because it's real quiet, it's peaceful, and it's just a great place. I really enjoyed the ships. Stayed at the Hilton Resort there in Savannah. And we had a window out pointing out to the bay where the big ships come by. I enjoyed that. You know, we left the curtains open so I could just look out. And every time those big ships rolled by, those big lights, I was just so impressed by the size of the ships. That is my nerdy side coming out, because I'm fascinated by any kind of engineering feats of any kind. I'm very impressed by man's modern engineering and technology. It's very impressive indeed. So schedule time to get away. You know, make time, you know, to really explore things. And I think that when you're feeling stressed and you're feeling that lack of being, that lack of sleep, that lack of being overworked and feeling stressed, it's important that you do get away, because you don't want to have any emotional triggers. And what that means is you're just going to explode unexpectedly on somebody because you're frustrated, you're stressed, and you're going to take it out on someone who didn't even have anything to do with your stress. So you have to have what I call these relief valves in life. But I really want to implore you to really just go places you've never been. Some of you, I know, if you, even though if you're financially challenged and, you know, your money's tight, guess what? Well, jump in your car, drive 30, 45 minutes out to another nearby close city, and just drive back. I mean, just get away. Just free your mind. Put yourself in places you've never been. I mean, don't be so stuck on jumping on airplanes all the time. I tell people all the time, you can't see the beauty of God's great green earth in a plane. You have to get in a car and drive so you can appreciate the beauty of this country. You miss that in a plane. You really do. It's nothing more beautiful from my perspective. It's a road trip is just, I love road trips. Just hop in your car and just point somewhere and go. Maybe I give you guys some of my hotel tips and how to get cheap rooms, because I don't pay anything for rooms. I always pay, you know, 60% off no matter what the hotel. I remember the Savannah trip, like a 350-night room. I think I paid like $120, some ridiculously cheap price. I have to go back and look. It's a great trip going to Savannah. And I remember on that trip too, I had a BMW at the time, and OMC. Yeah, it was my 745 Li, and it was having some problems too. I remember the guy went to get the car, and it was a push button start. He goes to hit the button, and I think those guys messed my car up or something. But we eventually made it back home. The car started to act right. Come to find out, a few months later, the girl I was dating at the time, we discovered that it had something to do with the cold weather. Because my car was always garaged. When you set it outside, we had parked outside our house one day. I drove it over our house, and when the temperature got real cold, and then you go out to start it, then the alarm would go off, it wouldn't start. So it had some kind of condensation problem with the circuitry, obviously. And I took it to the BMW. They did fix it, but the problem came back. So it was weird. That's just a random side note. So be mindful about your stress, and don't let your stress really get to you. Don't let that bother you in your life. Just remember, learn to stay ahead in your work. Do the hard things first. Get enough sleep. Plan times of recreation to really get away. And I recommend you go some places you've never been. Road trips, places that are close, and really reflect and clear your mind. And don't feel like you always got to go places with someone. Go by yourself. Learn how to love yourself. Learn how to be alone. Learn how to enjoy time just being with yourself sometime. It's beautiful, trust me. And don't let your schedule be your life. And when you understand that you're being overworked, and you lack of sleep, and you're really stressed and irritable, really deal with that. And don't explode on people because you're frustrated and irritated, because I've made that mistake countless times. I have the t-shirt. So I hope this has been a blessing to you. I am Quentin McCall. God bless you.